Focusing on yourself is the key to greatness. In a world overflowing with distractions and endless noise, one of the greatest secrets to success is often ignored: focusing on yourself. Society constantly urges you to compare, seek validation, and measure your worth against others. From social media feeds to societal expectations, we are conditioned to look outward for approval, for direction, and even for our sense of identity. But true greatness isn't found in competition with the outside world. It is built in solitude, self-discipline, and inner mastery. The moment you stop letting external opinions dictate your path and instead turn inward, you unlock something extraordinary. You begin to hear your own voice, trust your own instincts, and forge your own way forward. It's not about isolating yourself from the world, but about taking control of your own growth, energy, and mindset. When you focus on yourself, distractions lose their power, comparisons fade away, and the pursuit of validation becomes irrelevant. You stop chasing approval and start building the life you were meant to live. You become unstoppable. This journey is about reclaiming your energy, silencing distractions, and mastering the art of self-improvement. It's about learning to thrive on your own terms, to cultivate self-discipline, and to shape your mindset in a way that nothing external can shake. The more you invest in yourself, the greater your transformation. The more you shift your focus inward, the more control you gain over your own success. Chapter 1. Eliminate external noise to discover inner clarity. Most people live in a constant state of distraction, bombarded by the opinions of others, endless streams of social media, and societal expectations that dictate what success, happiness, and fulfillment should look like. Every day, we are exposed to an overwhelming amount of information, much of which is unnecessary and even harmful to our mental well-being. This external noise makes it difficult to hear our own thoughts, understand our true desires, and make decisions that align with who we really are. But clarity is never found in noise. It comes when you detach from the outside world and tune into your own voice. Imagine trying to listen to a quiet whisper in the middle of a loud crowd. It's nearly impossible. That's exactly what happens when your mind is constantly filled with external influences. The more you surround yourself with distractions, the harder it becomes to recognize your own needs, goals, and values. True clarity emerges when you minimize the unnecessary and create space for deep reflection. This does not mean isolating yourself completely or ignoring the world around you, but rather making intentional choices about what you allow into your mind. It means setting boundaries with social media, limiting time spent consuming negative news, and being selective about the people you listen to. If you constantly absorb the thoughts and opinions of others, you may lose sight of your own inner wisdom. Solitude is not loneliness. It is a powerful tool for self-discovery. Many people fear being alone, mistaking it for isolation. But in reality, solitude is where you find yourself. It is in these moments of stillness that you begin to understand what truly matters to you. When you take time away from distractions, you give yourself the space to think clearly, process your emotions, and uncover your deepest aspirations. Make time for silence, turn off distractions, step away from your phone, pause the endless scrolling, and resist the urge to constantly check for updates. Instead, spend time in nature, sit quietly with a journal, or simply allow your thoughts to flow without interruption. The more you practice being present with yourself, the clearer your mind becomes. Let your own thoughts surface. When you listen to yourself, without outside interference, you'll begin to recognize your true desires, values, and goals. You'll gain a sense of direction and confidence that does not rely on the approval of others. You will no longer feel lost in the noise of the world because you have found something far more powerful: your own inner clarity. Chapter 2. self-discipline, the bridge between you and your best self. The difference between those who achieve greatness and those who remain stuck in mediocrity is not intelligence, luck, or talent, it's self-discipline. Success is not something that happens overnight. It is built through small, consistent efforts applied over time. The ability to do what needs to be done, even when you don't feel like it, is what separates those who grow from those who stay the same. Self-discipline is the foundation of personal transformation. It's what allows you to take control of your habits, master your time, and make progress toward your goals. Without it, dreams remain just that. Dreams, forever out of reach. But when you cultivate self-discipline, you gain the power to shape your own destiny. Many people wait for motivation to strike before taking action, but motivation is fleeting. It comes and goes, often leaving you when you need it most. Discipline, on the other hand, is reliable. It keeps you moving forward even on days when you feel tired, discouraged, or uninspired. The greatest athletes, artists, and leaders in history did not rely on motivation alone. They developed habits and routines that allowed them to show up every day, regardless of how they felt. One of the first steps to building self-discipline is setting clear goals. Without a clear direction, it's easy to fall into procrastination and inconsistency. Define what you want, whether it's improving your health, mastering a skill, or achieving financial success. Then, break it down into small, actionable steps. When your goals are specific and manageable, it becomes easier to stay committed. Another key to self-discipline is eliminating distractions and temptations. It's much harder to focus on your goals when you are constantly surrounded by things that pull you in the opposite direction. If you're trying to be more productive, minimize social media use. If you want to eat healthier, remove junk food from your home. If you need to wake up earlier, create a bedtime routine that supports better sleep. Discipline becomes easier when you set up your environment for success. Most importantly, embrace discomfort. Growth is not supposed to be easy. There will be days when you don't feel like working out, studying, or pursuing your goals. But true discipline is built in those exact moments, when you push through resistance instead of giving in to excuses. Every time you choose discipline over comfort, you strengthen your ability to stay committed. Discipline is not about punishing yourself. It's about proving to yourself that you are in control. The more you practice it, the more confident you become in your ability to follow through. Over time, what once felt difficult will become second nature. And as you master discipline, you will find that you are no longer waiting for success. You are actively creating it. The bridge between you and your best self is built with self-discipline. Walk across it every day, and greatness will follow. Chapter 3. Your energy is precious. Protect it fiercely. Your energy is your most valuable resource. It fuels your actions, shapes your mindset, and determines the quality of your life. Yet, most people waste their energy on things that drain them. Negative people, endless distractions, unnecessary drama, and mindless activities that add no real value. If you want to achieve greatness, you must learn to guard your energy as if your success depends on it, because it does. Imagine waking up each morning with a full battery. Every conversation, every task, and every thought you entertain either charges you up or drains you. The problem is that many people don't realize how much energy they waste throughout the day. They let toxic relationships consume their peace, allow social media to steal their time, and give their attention to things that don't serve their goals. By the end of the day, they feel exhausted, not because they worked hard on something meaningful, but because they spent their energy on things that didn't matter. One of the first steps to protecting your energy is being selective about where you invest it. Start by evaluating the people in your life. Do they uplift you or bring you down? Do they inspire you to grow, or do they drain you with negativity? The truth is, some people are energy vampires. They take and take, leaving you mentally and emotionally exhausted. It's not selfish to distance yourself from these people. It's necessary for your well-being. Surround yourself with those who add value to your life, who support your growth, and who respect your time and boundaries. Another major drain on your energy is the constant noise of social media and the internet. While technology can be a powerful tool, it can also become a massive distraction. Scrolling endlessly, comparing yourself to others, and consuming negative news can drain your mental energy before you even start your day. Instead of letting technology control you, take control of how you use it. Set limits on screen time, unfollow accounts that don't add value to your life, and make space for real-life connections and experiences. Your habits also play a crucial role in your energy levels. Poor diet, lack of exercise, and inadequate sleep can leave you feeling sluggish and unmotivated. If you want to protect your energy, you need to fuel your body properly. Eat nourishing foods, move your body daily, and get enough rest. Your physical health directly impacts your mental and emotional well-being. Learn to say no. Many people feel obligated to say yes to every request, fearing they will disappoint others. But every time you say yes to something that doesn't align with your priorities, you are saying no to something that does. Protecting your energy means setting boundaries and only committing to things that truly matter to you. Your energy is sacred. It is what allows you to pursue your dreams, create meaningful relationships, and live a fulfilling life. Be mindful of where it goes. When you protect your energy fiercely, you become more focused, more productive, and more powerful in everything you do. Chapter 4. Stop seeking approval. Your validation is enough. One of the greatest traps people fall into is seeking validation from others. From childhood, we are conditioned to believe that our worth is determined by external approval, whether it's from parents, teachers, friends, or society at large. We grow up craving recognition, fearing rejection, and shaping our actions around what others might think. But the truth is, as long as your sense of self-worth depends on the opinions of others, you will never be free. Seeking approval is exhausting. It forces you to mold yourself into someone you're not, just to gain acceptance. It makes you hesitant to take risks, afraid to make mistakes, and unwilling to stand out. You start making decisions based on what will please others instead of what truly aligns with your values. But no matter how much you try to please people, you will never satisfy everyone. Opinions change, expectations shift, and the approval you worked so hard for can disappear in an instant. The key to true greatness is realizing that your validation is enough. You don't need permission to chase your dreams. You don't need approval to be worthy. You don't need to fit into a mold that society has created for you. The moment you stop seeking validation from others, you reclaim your power. You become the author of your own life. This shift in mindset requires courage. It means being willing to disappoint people, to go against the norm, and to stand firm in your beliefs, even when others don't agree. It means understanding that your happiness should never be dependent on external approval. The more you practice trusting yourself, the stronger your confidence becomes. So how do you break free from the need for validation? Start by recognizing your own value. Take time to understand who you are, what you stand for, and what truly matters to you. Stop measuring your worth by likes, comments, or compliments. Instead, focus on the things that bring you genuine fulfillment. Develop a strong sense of self so that no opinion, good or bad, can shake your confidence. Another important step is to embrace self-acceptance. You are not here to be perfect. You are here to be real. Accept your flaws, your mistakes, and your imperfections. They do not make you less worthy, they make you human. The moment you embrace yourself fully, you no longer feel the need to prove anything to anyone. Remind yourself that external approval is fleeting, but self-respect lasts a lifetime. When you live authentically, you attract people who appreciate the real you. You start making choices that align with your purpose, rather than chasing trends or following the crowd. You become stronger, more confident, and truly unstoppable. Let go of the need for validation. Trust yourself. Believe in your worth. The only approval you will ever need is your own. Chapter 5. Growth is an internal battle. Win it daily. Growth is not something that happens automatically. It is not a one-time event, nor is it something that can be given to you by someone else. Growth is an internal battle, a constant struggle between your current self and your potential. Every single day, you are faced with a choice: to stay where you are, comfortable but stagnant, or to push yourself beyond your limits and evolve into something greater. The battle for growth is not fought in the outside world. It takes place within you, in the decisions you make, the habits you form, and the mindset you cultivate. Most people assume that external circumstances determine their success and happiness. They believe that if they had more money, better opportunities, or different surroundings, their lives would improve. But the truth is, nothing outside of you will change your life until you decide to change yourself. Growth is not about luck or circumstances. It is about discipline, resilience, and the willingness to confront your own weaknesses. This battle is not easy. It requires you to face discomfort, break old habits, and challenge deeply ingrained beliefs. Growth demands that you let go of excuses, push past fear, and do the hard work even when no one is watching. It requires you to hold yourself accountable, to stop blaming others, and to take full responsibility for your progress. No one else is coming to save you. No one else can do the work for you. If you want to grow, you must fight for it every single day. One of the biggest obstacles in this battle is the mind itself. Your mind will try to hold you back, convincing you that change is too difficult, that you are not capable, or that you have plenty of time to start later. The mind loves comfort, and it will resist anything that threatens that comfort. This is why so many people remain stuck in the same patterns, living the same life year after year, even though they desperately want more. Winning the battle of growth means recognizing these mental traps and pushing through them. The key to growth is consistency. It is not about making huge leaps overnight, but about showing up every single day, even when you don't feel like it. The best version of yourself is not built in a day, a week, or a month. It is built through countless small actions, repeated over time. Growth is found in the daily habits you choose, the thoughts you nurture, and the standards you set for yourself. If you do nothing, nothing will change. If you commit to taking small steps forward every day, you will be amazed at how far you can go. Another important part of this battle is learning to embrace failure. Growth is never a straight path. It is filled with setbacks, obstacles, and moments of doubt. Many people give up at the first sign of difficulty, believing that failure is a sign that they are not meant to succeed. But failure is not the enemy. It is a teacher. Every mistake, every setback, and every challenge is an opportunity to learn and improve. The most successful people in the world are not those who never failed, but those who refuse to let failure stop them. To win this battle, you must develop a strong mindset. You must train yourself to think differently, to see challenges as opportunities, and to believe in your own ability to grow. This means surrounding yourself with positive influences, consuming knowledge that expands your mind, and practicing self-discipline every single day. Your mindset is the foundation of your growth. If you do not believe you can improve, you never will. One of the most powerful shifts you can make is to stop comparing yourself to others and start competing with yourself. Growth is not about being better than someone else. It is about being better than you were yesterday. Every day, ask yourself, did I learn something new? Did I push myself beyond my comfort zone? Did I take a step closer to my goals? If the answer is yes, then you are winning. If the answer is no, then you have an opportunity to do better tomorrow. Winning the battle of growth also means knowing when to rest, reflect, and recharge. Growth does not mean working yourself to exhaustion or constantly chasing results. True growth comes from balance, knowing when to push forward and when to step back and process what you have learned. Take time to reflect on your journey, celebrate your progress, and acknowledge how far you have come. Growth is not just about reaching a destination. It is about becoming a stronger, wiser, and more capable version of yourself along the way. The most important thing to remember is that growth is a lifelong battle. It is not something you achieve once and then stop working on. It is an ongoing process that requires dedication, patience, and resilience. Some days will be harder than others. Some days you will feel like giving up. But every time you push through, every time you choose discipline over comfort, every time you challenge yourself to be better, you are winning. Greatness is not reserved for a select few. It is available to anyone who is willing to fight for it. The only person standing between you and the life you want is you. The battle is internal, but so is the victory. Fight for your growth. Win it daily. Chapter 6. Master the Art of Letting Go. Letting go is one of the hardest yet most powerful things you can do in life. Most people hold on, whether it's to past mistakes, old grudges, painful memories, or outdated beliefs. They cling to what was, unable to move forward, because they are weighed down by things that no longer serve them. But true greatness is not found in attachment, it is found in freedom. When you master the art of letting go, you create space for growth, transformation, and peace. The biggest reason people struggle with letting go is fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of change, fear of losing control. We hold on to things, even those that hurt us, because they feel familiar. The past, even when painful, gives us a sense of identity. It's easy to replay old memories, to wonder what if, and to wish things had turned out differently. But dwelling on the past will never change it. The more time you spend looking backward, the less energy you have to build the future. Letting go does not mean forgetting. It does not mean pretending that things never happened or ignoring the lessons you have learned. Instead, it means releasing the emotional weight that keeps you stuck. It means accepting what you cannot change and moving forward with wisdom rather than regret. Holding on to pain only hurts you, not the person or situation that caused it. When you let go, you take your power back. One of the most toxic things people hold on to is resentment. Carrying resentment is like drinking poison and expecting someone else to suffer. The truth is, resentment only drains your energy and keeps you trapped in negativity. People will hurt you. Some will betray your trust, take advantage of your kindness, or walk away when you least expect it. But by holding on to anger, you allow them to continue controlling your emotions. Forgiveness is not about excusing their actions. It is about freeing yourself from the pain they caused. The same applies to self-forgiveness. Many people punish themselves for past mistakes, replaying them in their minds over and over again. But beating yourself up does not change what happened. Growth comes when you acknowledge your mistakes, learn from them, and move forward with a better understanding of yourself. Every mistake is a lesson, not a life sentence. Let go of guilt. You cannot rewrite the past, but you can shape the future. Another major aspect of letting go is releasing limiting beliefs. The beliefs you hold about yourself shape your reality. If you believe you are not good enough, not smart enough, or not capable enough, you will create a life that reflects those beliefs. Many of these limiting thoughts were planted in your mind by others, teachers, parents, society. But just because you were told something does not mean it is true. Challenge those beliefs. Ask yourself, does this belief serve me? Does it push me forward or hold me back? If it no longer aligns with your growth, let it go. Letting go is also about decluttering your life, mentally, emotionally, and even physically. Look at the relationships in your life. Are they uplifting or draining? Do they encourage your growth or keep you stuck in old patterns? Sometimes people outgrow each other, and that is okay. Not everyone is meant to stay in your life forever. If a relationship no longer brings value, it may be time to let go. The same applies to your environment. A cluttered space leads to a cluttered mind. Let go of things that no longer serve a purpose. Old belongings, distractions, unhealthy habits. Clear space in your life for new opportunities, new energy, and new growth. Letting go also means surrendering control. So many people try to control everything, the outcome of situations, the behavior of others, the course of their future. But the more you try to control things outside of yourself, the more frustrated and anxious you become. The reality is, you cannot control everything. You cannot force people to act the way you want, nor can you predict every turn life will take. What you can control is how you respond, how you think, and how you choose to move forward. When you learn to surrender, you gain peace. One of the best ways to practice letting go is through mindfulness. Be present. Focus on the now instead of obsessing over the past or worrying about the future. When your mind starts to drift into thoughts of regret or fear, gently bring it back to the present moment. Meditation, journaling, deep breathing. These are tools that can help you center yourself and release what no longer serves you. Mastering the art of letting go is a lifelong process. There will be times when old thoughts creep back in, when past emotions resurface, when the temptation to hold on feels strong. But every time you choose to release, you grow lighter, freer, and stronger. You begin to move through life with ease, unburdened by the weight of the past. You create space for new experiences, new relationships, and new levels of success. Greatness is not found in holding on to what is comfortable or familiar. It is found in the courage to release, to move forward, and to trust that something better is ahead. Let go of what no longer serves you, and watch how life opens up in ways you never imagined. Chapter 7. Become unstoppable by staying focused on your path. The world is filled with distractions. Everywhere you turn, something is trying to pull your attention away from what truly matters. Social media, the opinions of others, fleeting trends, and even your own doubts. In this fast-moving world, the ability to stay focused on your path is what separates those who achieve greatness from those who drift aimlessly. If you want to become unstoppable, you must learn to protect your focus, eliminate distractions, and commit fully to your journey, no matter what obstacles stand in your way. Many people fail to reach their goals not because they lack talent, intelligence, or opportunity, but because they allow distractions to steal their energy. They start with enthusiasm, but over time, they lose momentum. They compare themselves to others, chase too many goals at once, or let setbacks discourage them. But those who succeed understand one powerful truth. Focus is the key to mastery. The more you concentrate on your personal growth, your skills, and your goals, the faster you will progress. One of the biggest obstacles to staying focused is comparison. In today's digital world, it's easy to look at someone else's success and feel like you're behind. You see people achieving things faster than you, living lives that seem more exciting, and accomplishing goals that you're still working toward. But comparison is a trap. It distracts you from your own journey and makes you question your progress. The only person you should compare yourself to is who you were yesterday. Focus on your growth, your improvements, and your path. Everyone moves at their own pace, and as long as you keep going, you will get where you need to be. Another major challenge is the temptation to chase too many things at once. People often spread themselves too thin, trying to do everything instead of mastering one thing at a time. They start one project, then get distracted by another opportunity. They jump from one idea to the next, never staying long enough to see real results. But the most successful people know that true success comes from deep focus on one goal at a time. Pick your priority, commit to it, pour your energy into it, and do not stop until you have achieved mastery. Your focus will also be tested by setbacks and failures. Every journey to success is filled with obstacles, moments of doubt, times when nothing seems to be working, and situations where you feel like giving up. Many people take these setbacks as signs that they should quit. But setbacks are not roadblocks, they are lessons. Every failure teaches you something valuable. Every challenge strengthens you. The key is to stay focused on the bigger picture. When you encounter obstacles, adjust your approach, but never lose sight of your destination. To become unstoppable, you must also eliminate distractions ruthlessly. This means setting boundaries with your time, limiting unnecessary activities, and protecting your mental space. If social media distracts you, set strict limits on how much time you spend on it. If negative people drain your energy, distance yourself from them. If mindless entertainment is consuming your time, replace it with habits that fuel your growth. Focus is a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it becomes. A powerful way to stay focused is by creating a strong daily routine. Highly successful people do not rely on motivation, they rely on discipline. They create daily rituals that keep them aligned with their goals, whether it's waking up early, journaling, exercising, or dedicating focused time to their craft. A structured routine keeps your mind sharp and your priorities clear. Equally important is developing a deep sense of purpose. When you have a strong why behind your actions, distractions become less tempting. Ask yourself, why do I want this? What does success mean to me? How will achieving my goals impact my life and the lives of others? When your vision is strong, your focus naturally follows. It's also crucial to surround yourself with the right people. The company you keep influences your mindset and your level of focus. If you are constantly around people who complain, procrastinate, or settle for mediocrity, their energy will pull you down. But if you surround yourself with ambitious, disciplined, and driven individuals, their energy will push you forward. Choose your circle wisely. Be around people who challenge you to be better. Understand that focus is not just about what you do, but also about what you ignore. There will always be noise, criticism from others, temporary setbacks, and moments of doubt. But true focus means blocking out the noise and keeping your eyes on the prize. You must train yourself to be unshakable, to remain committed to your vision no matter what happens around you. Staying focused on your path is not always easy, but it is the ultimate key to becoming unstoppable. The world is filled with distractions, but you must stay committed to your goals. Trust your process. Keep going even when progress feels slow. Stay patient, stay disciplined, and never stop improving. Greatness is not achieved by those who start and stop. It is achieved by those who stay focused, keep moving, and refuse to quit. When you develop the ability to control your focus, you unlock a power that separates you from the rest. No matter what challenges come your way, no matter how many distractions try to pull you off course, remember this: you are unstoppable as long as you stay focused on your path. Chapter 8: The Power of Patience. trust the process, and keep going. In a world that glorifies speed and instant results, patience has become a lost virtue. We are conditioned to expect quick success, immediate gratification, and overnight transformation. We see highlight reels on social media of people achieving big milestones, and we assume they got there effortlessly. But what we don't see are the years of struggle, discipline, and perseverance behind the scenes. The truth is, everything great takes time. Mastery, success, personal growth. None of these happen in an instant. They require patience, commitment, and the ability to trust the process, even when results are not immediate. Many people give up on their goals simply because they don't see results fast enough. They start working out, but quit after a few weeks because they don't see physical changes. They launch a business, but give up after a few months because profits are slow. They start learning a new skill, but lose motivation when they realize it takes longer than expected. But success is not about how fast you get there. It's about staying in the game long enough to see progress. Patience is what separates those who succeed from those who quit too soon. One of the biggest reasons people struggle with patience is because they constantly compare their progress to others. They look at someone else's success and wonder why they're not at the same level. But comparison is the fastest way to destroy your motivation. You are on your own journey. Your timeline is different from anyone else's. Just because someone else reached their goal faster does not mean you are behind. Your only competition is the person you were yesterday. If you are making progress, even slow progress, you are still moving forward. Patience is also about learning to enjoy the journey, not just the destination. Too often people think, "I'll be happy when I achieve this goal. I'll feel successful when I reach this milestone." But if you are always waiting for the future to feel fulfilled, you will never truly be happy. The real joy comes from the process, the small wins, the lessons learned, the personal growth that happens along the way. Every challenge you face is shaping you. Every setback is teaching you resilience. If you focus only on the end goal, you miss out on the valuable experiences that are making you stronger. A major key to developing patience is trusting yourself and your efforts. Many people give up because they doubt whether their hard work will pay off. They put in the effort, but because they don't see results immediately, they assume they are failing. But just because you don't see progress right away does not mean it's not happening. Growth is often invisible at first. Imagine planting a seed. You water it every day, but for weeks you see nothing. Then suddenly, one day, it sprouts. That's how progress works. Your efforts are building something beneath the surface, even when it's not yet visible. Another important aspect of patience is learning to embrace delayed gratification. Society conditions us to want everything now: fast food, instant entertainment, overnight success. But real success does not work that way. The most rewarding things in life, strong relationships, financial stability, personal mastery, take years to build. Those who understand this are willing to put in the work today, knowing that the rewards will come later. They understand that discipline and consistency matter more than speed. Patience also plays a huge role in overcoming setbacks. Life will not always go as planned. There will be obstacles, failures, and moments of doubt. But patience allows you to see setbacks as part of the process, not as signs to quit. Every failure is a lesson. Every delay is an opportunity to refine your approach. The road to success is never straight. It is filled with twists, turns, and detours. But if you stay patient and keep moving forward, you will always find a way through. One of the best ways to cultivate patience is by developing a long-term mindset. Instead of thinking in days or weeks, start thinking in months and years. Where do you want to be 5 years from now? What habits and skills do you need to build to get there? When you adopt a long-term mindset, short-term failures no longer feel like the end of the world. You start seeing them as part of a bigger journey. It is also crucial to celebrate small progress. Many people feel discouraged because they focus only on what they haven't achieved yet. But if you take time to acknowledge how far you've come, you will feel more motivated to keep going. Every small step forward is a victory. Every day you show up, every habit you stick to, every challenge you overcome, it all adds up. Patience does not mean doing nothing. It does not mean waiting passively for success to come to you. It means taking consistent action while trusting that the results will come in time. It means staying committed even when progress is slow. It means believing in yourself even when no one else sees your potential yet. At the end of the day, patience is the ultimate test of perseverance. Anyone can work hard for a few weeks or months, but those who are willing to stay dedicated for years, without giving up, without losing faith, are the ones who achieve true greatness. Trust the process. Keep going, even when it's hard. Be patient with your growth, your progress, and yourself. Everything you are working for will come to you, not instantly, but in time. The key is to stay the course, no matter how long it takes. Chapter 9. Mastering Your Mind, the Key to Ultimate Success. Your mind is the most powerful tool you have. It can be your greatest asset or your biggest obstacle. Every thought you think, every belief you hold, and every mental habit you cultivate determines the direction of your life. The people who achieve greatness are not necessarily the strongest, the smartest, or the most talented. They are the ones who have mastered their minds. They have learned how to control their thoughts, manage their emotions, and use their minds to propel them forward instead of holding them back. If you want to reach your highest potential, you must first learn to master your mind. The biggest battle in life is not against external circumstances, it is against your own self-doubt, fear, and limiting beliefs. Many people fail, not because they lack opportunities, but because they sabotage themselves with negative thinking. They tell themselves they are not good enough, not smart enough, not lucky enough. These thoughts, repeated over time, become their reality. Your mind believes whatever you consistently tell it. If you feed it doubt, it will create obstacles. If you feed it confidence, it will create opportunities. The key to success is learning how to reprogram your mind to work for you, not against you. One of the most powerful ways to master your mind is to develop mental discipline. Most people allow their thoughts to control them instead of controlling their thoughts. They let fear dictate their decisions. They allow past failures to define their future. They react impulsively to emotions instead of responding with wisdom. But mental discipline is about training yourself to think rationally, to manage emotions effectively, and to make decisions that align with your long-term goals instead of short-term impulses. A crucial part of mental mastery is overcoming fear. Fear is what keeps most people stuck. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of the unknown. But fear only has power over you if you allow it to. The most successful people feel fear just like everyone else, but they refuse to let it stop them. They acknowledge their fear, but they take action anyway. They understand that fear is just an illusion. It only exists in the mind. The moment you step into what you fear, it begins to lose its grip on you. Another critical aspect of mastering your mind is controlling your inner dialogue. The way you talk to yourself matters more than anything else. If your self-talk is negative, you will struggle to make progress, no matter how talented you are. If your inner dialogue is positive, empowering, and solution-focused, you will develop the confidence to overcome any challenge. Pay attention to how you speak to yourself. Are you your own worst critic or your own biggest supporter? Train yourself to replace negative thoughts with empowering ones. Instead of saying, I can't do this. Say, I am learning, and I will figure it out. Instead of saying, I always fail, say, every setback is making me stronger. Your words shape your reality. Choose them wisely. One of the most powerful mental habits you can develop is learning how to stay calm under pressure. Life will throw challenges at you. Unexpected setbacks will happen. People will disappoint you. Things will not always go as planned. But if you allow every difficulty to shake you, you will never have the stability to build something great. Mental mastery is about training yourself to remain calm, focused, and strategic, no matter what happens around you. It's about developing emotional intelligence, understanding that emotions are temporary and should never dictate permanent decisions. Another essential part of mastering your mind is focusing on what you can control and letting go of what you can't. Many people waste enormous amounts of energy worrying about things that are completely outside of their control, what others think of them, what might happen in the future, how people will react to their choices. But worrying about things you cannot change only drains your mental power. Instead, focus on what you can control, your actions, your mindset, your habits, and your responses to situations. The more you direct your energy toward what you can influence, the more powerful you become. Developing a growth mindset is also a key part of mental mastery. People with a fixed mindset believe that their abilities, intelligence, and potential are set in stone. They think they are either naturally good at something or they're not. But people with a growth mindset understand that intelligence, skills, and success can all be developed through effort and persistence. They see challenges as opportunities to grow rather than as threats. They embrace failures as learning experiences rather than as reasons to quit. When you develop a growth mindset, you become unstoppable because you understand that anything is possible with consistent effort. One of the most important aspects of mastering your mind is practicing gratitude and positivity. The way you perceive the world directly impacts your happiness and success. If you constantly focus on what's wrong, you will feel discouraged, unmotivated, and stuck. But if you train yourself to focus on what's good, on what you have instead of what you lack, on solutions instead of problems, you will attract more opportunities, maintain higher energy, and stay motivated. Practicing gratitude daily rewires your brain to see possibilities instead of obstacles. To truly master your mind, you must also learn the power of visualization. Every great achievement starts in the mind before it becomes a reality. The world's most successful athletes, entrepreneurs, and leaders all use visualization to train their minds for success. They see themselves winning before they actually win. They rehearse success in their minds so that when the real moment comes, they are already prepared. Spend time every day visualizing yourself achieving your goals. Feel the emotions of success before it happens. Your mind cannot distinguish between a vividly imagined experience and reality. Use this to your advantage. Commit to lifelong learning. Mental mastery is not something you achieve once and then stop working on. It is a lifelong process. The more you expand your knowledge, the more powerful your mind becomes. Read books, listen to insightful podcasts, learn from those who have already achieved what you want, and always remain a student of life. The most successful people in the world never stop learning. They understand that the mind is like a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it becomes. At the end of the day, your mind is either your greatest weapon or your greatest limitation. If you learn to control your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs, there is nothing you cannot achieve. But if you allow your mind to be controlled by fear, negativity, and self-doubt, you will always feel stuck. The choice is yours. Train your mind daily. Strengthen it with knowledge, discipline, and positivity. Once you master your mind, you master your life. Chapter 10, The Power of Taking Action, Turn Intentions into Reality. No amount of knowledge, planning, or motivation matters if you do not take action. Action is the bridge between your dreams and reality. It is the single most important factor that separates those who achieve greatness from those who merely wish for it. Many people have brilliant ideas, ambitious goals, and deep desires for a better life, but they never move beyond the thinking stage. They wait for the perfect moment, the right circumstances, or enough motivation to get started. But the truth is, greatness belongs to those who take action, imperfect, messy, and sometimes uncomfortable action. One of the biggest reasons people fail to take action is paralysis by overthinking. They analyze every possible outcome, worry about all the ways things could go wrong, and hesitate because they don't feel fully ready. They get stuck in planning, researching, and preparing, believing they need to have everything figured out before they begin. But this mindset is a trap. You will never feel 100% ready. You will never have every answer before you start. The only way to truly learn, improve, and succeed is by taking action first and figuring things out along the way. The most successful people in the world are not necessarily the ones with the best ideas. They are the ones who act on their ideas. They don't wait for permission. They don't wait for the perfect conditions. They start where they are, with what they have, and they make progress through action. They understand that mistakes and failures are not signs to stop, but part of the learning process. Every step forward, no matter how small, brings them closer to their goals. One of the biggest myths about success is that you need motivation to take action. This is false. Motivation is unreliable. It comes and goes. If you rely on motivation, you will only take action when you feel like it, and that will never be enough to reach greatness. The most disciplined and successful people take action even when they don't feel motivated. They have built the habit of taking action regardless of their mood, circumstances, or emotions. They understand that motivation follows action, not the other way around. Once you start moving, momentum builds and motivation naturally follows. Another major obstacle to taking action is fear of failure. Many people hesitate to start because they are afraid of making mistakes, looking foolish, or not succeeding. But failure is not something to be avoided. It is something to be embraced. Every failure contains a lesson. Every mistake teaches you something valuable. The people who achieve the most in life are not those who never fail, but those who fail, learn, and keep going. The only true failure is doing nothing. To overcome inaction, you must develop the habit of making decisions quickly and acting immediately. Many people spend weeks, months, or even years debating whether they should start something. They wait for the right time that never comes. But successful people understand that taking action today, even imperfect action, is far more valuable than waiting for the perfect moment that may never arrive. They understand that execution beats perfection every time. One powerful way to take action consistently is to break your goals into small, manageable steps. Many people get overwhelmed by the size of their dreams and do nothing because they don't know where to begin. But every big achievement is simply the result of many small actions stacked over time. If you want to write a book, don't focus on writing 300 pages. Focus on writing one page today. If you want to get fit, don't stress about a six-month transformation. Just start with 15 minutes of exercise today. When you break big goals into small daily actions, progress feels manageable and momentum builds naturally. Another powerful strategy is holding yourself accountable. One of the reasons people struggle to take action is because they allow themselves too much flexibility. They say, "I'll start tomorrow," then tomorrow becomes next week, then next month. The cycle continues and nothing gets done. If you want to be successful, You must hold yourself accountable, set deadlines, track your progress, and commit to taking action no matter what. Treat your goals with the same urgency and seriousness as you would a job or an important responsibility. The people who take action and achieve greatness also understand the importance of consistency. One-time action is not enough. What matters is showing up every single day. It's easy to be excited about a goal for a few days or weeks, but true success comes from sticking with it for months and years. The key to mastering anything, whether it's a skill, a business, or self-improvement, is consistent effort over time. The small things you do every day matter far more than what you do once in a while. Another crucial part of taking action is eliminating excuses. Many people convince themselves that they need more time, more resources, or more knowledge before they can start. They tell themselves that they will begin when they have more money, when life slows down, when they feel more confident. But these are just excuses. There will never be a perfect time. The only way to get started is to stop waiting and start doing. Taking action also requires developing resilience. Along the way, you will face obstacles, setbacks, and criticism. Many people quit at the first sign of difficulty, but successful people push through resistance. They expect challenges and are mentally prepared to overcome them. They don't see setbacks as signs to stop, but as opportunities to grow stronger. If you want to change your life, you must take responsibility for your actions or lack of action. No one else is going to do it for you. No one is coming to save you. The life you want is in your hands, and it all starts with the decisions you make today. At the end of the day, your actions define you. Not your thoughts, not your plans, not your dreams, only your actions. If you want something, go after it. If you have an idea, execute it. If you have a goal, take the first step today. Stop waiting. Stop hesitating. Stop making excuses. The most successful people in the world are not the ones who had perfect circumstances or unlimited resources. They are the ones who took action despite the obstacles. They understood that action is the foundation of all success. So take action. Start now. Keep going. Your future depends on it. Chapter 11. Build unshakable confidence. Believe in yourself no matter what. Confidence is not something you are born with. It is something you build. It is not a gift given to a lucky few, but a skill that anyone can develop. Confidence is the foundation of success, the fuel behind action, and the key to unlocking your full potential. Without confidence, even the most talented, intelligent, and capable individuals will hesitate, doubt themselves, and hold back from opportunities that could change their lives. But when you have unshakable confidence, you move through the world differently. You take action without fear, you trust your own judgment, and you refuse to let setbacks define you. Many people believe that confidence comes from success, that once they achieve something, they will finally feel confident. But this is a mistake. Confidence does not come after success. It comes before success. It is the belief in yourself that allows you to take the necessary steps to succeed. The truth is, you do not need permission to be confident. You do not need external validation to believe in yourself. Confidence is a choice. You decide to believe that you are capable, worthy, and strong enough to handle whatever comes your way. The biggest enemy of confidence is self-doubt. Self-doubt creeps into your mind and whispers, "What if I fail? What if I'm not good enough? What will people think?" It convinces you to play small, to hesitate, and to stay within your comfort zone. But the only way to silence self-doubt is through action. Confidence is built by doing, by stepping out of your comfort zone, by taking risks, by proving to yourself that you are capable. Every time you face a fear, take on a challenge, or push yourself beyond what you thought was possible, your confidence grows. Another confidence killer is seeking approval from others. Many people allow their self-worth to be determined by external validation, by the opinions, praise, or acceptance of others. But confidence cannot be built on external approval, because approval is temporary and unreliable. One day people will support you, and the next day they might criticize you. If your confidence depends on what others think, you will always feel uncertain and insecure. True confidence comes from within. It is built on self-respect, self-trust, and self-acceptance. One of the most powerful ways to build confidence is to develop competence. Confidence is not about pretending to be good at something. It is about actually becoming good at it. The more skilled you are, the more naturally confident you will feel. If you want to be confident in a certain area, whether it's speaking in public, starting a business, or mastering a craft, you must put in the work, study, practice, and improve until you no longer doubt your ability. The better you become, the more confident you will feel. Another key to confidence is body language and self-presentation. The way you carry yourself affects how you feel. Studies have shown that posture, eye contact, and even the way you walk can influence confidence levels. Stand tall, speak with clarity, move with purpose. When you act confident, your mind follows. This is not about faking it. It is about conditioning yourself to feel strong and capable. Confidence also comes from overcoming failure. Many people fear failure because they think it is a sign that they are not good enough. But failure is not the opposite of confidence. It is part of building confidence. Every failure teaches you something valuable. Every setback strengthens your resilience. The most confident people in the world are not those who never failed, but those who failed and kept going. They have proven to themselves that failure does not define them. If you want to build unshakable confidence, you must change the way you view failure. Instead of seeing it as something to avoid, see it as an opportunity to grow. Another way to build confidence is by controlling your self-talk. The way you speak to yourself matters. If you constantly tell yourself, "I'm not good enough, I'll never succeed, I'm not as smart as others," you will destroy your confidence. But if you train yourself to replace negative thoughts with empowering ones, you will start to believe in yourself more. Instead of saying, "I can't do this," say, "I am learning and I will figure it out." Instead of saying, "I'm not ready," say, "I am prepared to grow and improve." Your mind believes what you tell it, so speak to yourself with confidence and encouragement. To develop lasting confidence, you must also face your fears. Confidence does not come from avoiding challenges, it comes from confronting them. Every time you step into discomfort and take action despite fear, you train yourself to be more courageous. The more you face your fears, the less power they have over you. Fear and confidence cannot exist in the same space. When you choose to act in spite of fear, confidence takes over. Surrounding yourself with positive influences also plays a huge role in building confidence. The people around you either lift you up or bring you down. If you are constantly around negative, critical, or discouraging people, your confidence will suffer. But if you surround yourself with supportive, ambitious, and encouraging individuals, your belief in yourself will grow. Choose your circle wisely. Be around those who inspire confidence, not those who feed insecurity. Another critical aspect of confidence is accepting yourself fully. Many people struggle with confidence because they focus too much on their flaws. They compare themselves to others, wishing they were smarter, more attractive, or more successful. But confidence is not about being perfect. It is about embracing who you are, flaws and all. Every great leader, athlete, and entrepreneur has weaknesses, but they do not let their weaknesses define them. They focus on their strengths. Confidence comes from knowing that you do not need to be perfect to be valuable. Confidence is built through consistency. You cannot develop confidence overnight. It takes daily practice, taking action, challenging yourself, learning and growing. Every small win builds momentum. The more you push yourself, the more confident you become. Confidence is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. At the end of the day, confidence is a decision. It is choosing to believe in yourself even when others doubt you. It is choosing to take action even when you feel afraid. It is choosing to trust that you are capable of handling whatever life throws your way. You do not need permission to be confident. You do not need approval to believe in yourself. Confidence is not about arrogance or pretending to be perfect. It is about knowing your worth and refusing to let fear hold you back. When you build unshakable confidence, nothing can stop you. Believe in yourself. Take action. Keep going. Confidence is the foundation of success, and it starts with you. Chapter 12. The Power of Resilience. Overcome anything and keep moving forward. Life is unpredictable. No matter how much you plan, prepare, or work hard, challenges will come. Setbacks will happen. People will disappoint you. Unexpected obstacles will test your patience, your strength, and your commitment to your goals. But what separates those who succeed from those who give up is resilience, the ability to keep going, no matter what. Resilience is what allows you to get back up after failure, to push through adversity, and to keep moving forward even when everything feels like it's working against you. Many people believe that success is about avoiding difficulties, but that is a dangerous mindset. No one achieves greatness without experiencing hardship. The most successful people in the world, leaders, athletes, entrepreneurs, artists, all have one thing in common. They never gave up, no matter how hard things got. They faced rejection, failure, criticism, and personal struggles. But instead of quitting, they adapted, learned, and kept pushing forward. The biggest mistake people make when facing adversity is seeing difficulties as permanent. They believe that if they fail once, it means they will fail forever. They convince themselves that they are unlucky, unworthy, or incapable of success. But resilience is about changing the way you see challenges. Instead of seeing failure as a dead end, see it as a detour, a lesson, a redirection, a stepping stone to something greater. Nothing is permanent unless you allow it to be. One of the most powerful truths about resilience is that your struggles make you stronger. Just like muscles grow by experiencing resistance, your mind, character, and determination grow through hardship. Every challenge you overcome makes you more capable, more experienced, and more prepared for success. The people who succeed in life are not the ones who never struggled. They are the ones who use their struggles to grow. A major key to building resilience is embracing discomfort. Many people avoid difficulties because they associate them with suffering. But avoiding discomfort only makes you weaker. Growth does not happen in your comfort zone. It happens when you push yourself beyond what feels easy and familiar. The more you expose yourself to difficult situations and prove to yourself that you can handle them, the more resilient you become. Resilience also comes from developing mental toughness. Mental toughness is the ability to stay strong, focused, and determined even when things are not going your way. It is about training your mind to stay positive, solution-focused, and adaptable under pressure. One of the best ways to build mental toughness is to challenge yourself daily. Do things that are difficult, take on new challenges, and step outside of your comfort zone. When you train your mind to handle discomfort, you become unshakable. Another important aspect of resilience is controlling your response to adversity. You cannot always control what happens to you, but you can always control how you react. When things go wrong, you have two choices. You can either dwell on the problem and feel sorry for yourself, or you can focus on finding a solution and taking action. Resilient people do not waste time complaining or blaming others. They take responsibility and find a way forward. One of the greatest tools for building resilience is practicing gratitude, even in difficult times. When life is hard, it is easy to focus on everything that is going wrong, but shifting your focus to what is still good in your life gives you strength. Even in the toughest situations, there is always something to be grateful for: your health, your family, your ability to keep going. Gratitude shifts your mindset from feeling like a victim to recognizing your power. Resilience also requires surrounding yourself with the right people. The people you spend time with have a massive impact on your ability to stay strong in tough times. If you are surrounded by negative, weak-minded, and excuse-making people, you will absorb that energy. But if you surround yourself with strong, determined, and supportive individuals, their resilience will inspire you to keep going. Choose your environment wisely. Be around people who lift you up, not those who bring you down. A powerful way to build resilience is to develop a strong why. Why are you pursuing your goals? Why do you want to succeed? When you have a strong reason behind your actions, you become much more willing to endure hardship. People who lack resilience often give up because they do not have a strong enough reason to keep going. But when your purpose is bigger than your pain, you push through. Another important part of resilience is accepting that setbacks are part of success. No one's journey is smooth. Even the most successful people in the world have experienced countless failures. The difference is that they did not let failure stop them. Instead of seeing failure as proof that they were not good enough, they saw it as feedback. They learned from their mistakes, adjusted their strategies, and tried again. This mindset is what separates winners from quitters. Resilience also requires self-care and self-awareness. You cannot be strong if you are constantly exhausted, stressed, or mentally drained. Taking care of your mind and body is essential for long-term endurance. This means prioritizing rest, eating well, staying active, and managing stress. It also means being aware of when you need to step back, reset, and refocus. Resilience is not about never resting. It is about knowing when to push forward and when to recharge. One of the most important lessons about resilience is this: you are stronger than you think. Many people assume they are not capable of handling tough situations, but when life tests them, they discover an inner strength they never knew they had. You have survived every challenge life has thrown at you so far. You have overcome things you once thought were impossible, and you will continue to overcome whatever comes next. At the end of the day, resilience is about refusing to quit. It is about standing back up every time life knocks you down. It is about believing in yourself, even when things seem hopeless. It is about choosing to fight for your dreams, no matter how many obstacles stand in your way. Life will test you, challenges will come. But if you develop resilience, nothing can break you. Keep going, keep pushing forward. Your strength is greater than any challenge you face. Throughout this journey, one truth has become clear: your greatest power lies in your ability to focus on yourself. The key to greatness is not found in external validation, overnight success, or the approval of others. It is found within you, through your discipline, resilience, mindset, and the daily actions you take to become the best version of yourself. In a world full of distractions, comparison, and societal pressures, it is easy to lose sight of your true purpose. It is easy to get caught up in what others are doing, to chase goals that don't truly fulfill you, and to seek validation that will never be enough. But as you have learned in these chapters, true success is not about the outside world. It is about mastering yourself. It is about eliminating external noise and tuning into your own voice. It is about developing unshakable discipline, protecting your energy, and believing in yourself, even when no one else does. Success is not about waiting for the perfect moment or relying on motivation. It is about taking consistent action every single day. It is about trusting the process, embracing setbacks as lessons, and knowing that every challenge you face is shaping you into the person you are meant to become. The path to greatness is never easy, but it is always worth it. You have also learned that the mind is your most powerful tool. If you allow fear, doubt, and negativity to control you, you will always feel stuck. But when you take control of your thoughts, reprogram your beliefs, and develop the confidence to trust yourself, you unlock limitless potential. Your mindset determines your future. Train it to work for you, not against you. Above all, you now understand the importance of resilience. Life will test you. There will be moments when you feel like giving up, when nothing seems to be going your way, and when your dreams feel out of reach. But those who achieve greatness are not those who never fail. They are those who refuse to quit. Every challenge you overcome makes you stronger. Every failure you learn from brings you closer to success. No obstacle is greater than the power of perseverance. As you move forward, remember this: you are the architect of your own destiny. No one else is responsible for your success, happiness, or fulfillment. It all starts with you. The moment you take full ownership of your life and focus on becoming the best version of yourself, everything changes. Now, the question is, what will you do with this knowledge? Will you take action and apply these lessons? Will you step outside your comfort zone and push yourself toward greatness? Or will you let this be just another book you read, another idea you liked but never acted on? The choice is yours. But know this: you are capable of more than you realize. The potential for greatness already exists within you. Now, it is up to you to focus, take action, and create the life you were meant to live. Your journey starts now. Go after it with everything you have.